at 7 p.m. on ESPN. It's going to be an SEC West game between Ole Miss and number 11 Auburn. The Tigers, 6-2, coming off a great defensive showing at LSU. They still lost 23-20, but the game was close because of the Tiger defense. Bo Nix still didn't look prepared for a big game on the road. I think he's going to be a great player, and I don't know what the problem is. If it's the game plan, if Gus is asking him to do too much. I mean, I just don't know because I'm not down there at practice and in the meetings every day. But I do know this. His two losses are on the road against two pretty good defenses, Florida and LSU. Listen, he's going to look good against a porous Ole Miss defense at home. I think he is. And, listen, I know that the Ole Miss offense has changed a little bit with redshirt freshman Matt Corral coming in. But the Rebels are still 3-5. They're giving up over 400 yards and 27 points per game. But as a coach, these type games scared me coming off of a very emotional loss and really being eliminated from the college football playoffs. These are the type games that you've got to coach really, really hard and make sure that your guys are focused.
Yeah, hard games to handicap these type of spots. And we talked in August about Auburn's brutal schedule. This 2019 schedule is going to rival that gauntlet that the Tigers went through in 2017. They have losses at Florida, at LSU. They still have to play Georgia and Alabama. It's just too much to ask for any team. Ole Miss, you mentioned Corral. They're a better team since they put him in the lineup at quarterback. Plus, they're coming off a bye week. Tigers are favored by nearly 3 touchdowns. It's a tough spot. They're off that physical game in Baton Rouge. They stood toe-to-toe with LSU. And how interested will the players be for Auburn in this spot against the 5-loss Ole Miss team? I lean to Ole Miss plus the points, but I'll say this. If I were asked to pick one defensive unit to line up in a crucial game, it's Auburn's defense. Ohio State and Clemson will be my second and third choice, but Auburn's defense is number one.